So, Hare Krishna. Welcome to the second part of our seminar called Chanting with Feelings. We have heard a prayer by Queen Kunti who has encouraged us. She has said that those who are bewildered and attached by material opulences, high birth, material knowledge and physical beauty can't approach you with feelings. It is very simple. They have, the reason why this is so is very simple. They have already given their love somewhere else. We only have one heart to give away. And when we give our hearts away to these material things, then we can't really give our hearts to the Lord and approach Him with feelings. To enter the world of feelings for Krishna, it is a very nice to become aware of one's fallen state, to become aware that one has turned one's back towards the all-merciful Lord, and to lament this, about this. There's one particular song. It is in the Sharanagati song collection. Please note this down. And it starts, or it is called Amara Jivan Sada Paparate. I will request Niranjana Maharaj to sing it this night, and maybe he will kindly oblige and sing it. It's a song which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has encouraged us to chant. The song is saying that my life is given to sinful activities. I am actually equipped with a disturbed mind. Saintly people do not like my association. And it is actually a song of lamentation. Another song which can help you to go a little bit into the feelings of lamenting or regretting your fallen state is the wonderful song Gopinath. Who knows the Gopinath song? It is also available, I believe, in it's in the songbooks of our movement, actually. I only have this work, Gitavali, with me at the moment, and can't read it to you, but I know the contents a little bit. It means, O Gopinath, I have tried every possible means for elevation, but the problem is that my mind is not under my full control. Who of you can identify with this? My mind is not under my full control, and it does not accept spiritual authority. It's crazy. I can only see one way, and that is that you sit in my mind, in my heart, and to me, Hrishikesha, you are the controller of my mental faculties, my thoughts, and you please control my mind. Then the job is done. This is a very beautiful prayer in the mood of lamentation, and a prayer where one turns to Krishna. You will be surprised when you start to regret your sinful activities. Something wonderful does happen. Krishna, who is there with the soul in the heart, actually notices that now this soul is turning towards me. we all know that the tree is compared, the body is compared to be like a tree with many branches, and there in the tree there are two birds. This is you. And then there is another bird, which is the beautiful, oh no, I really have to try to, like a peacock, huh? The beautiful Lord Krishna, who has waited for a long, long time for you to turn towards him in love and devotion. You know, when you do this by regretting your past activities, it is something very momentous, something very good, something very, how would you say, Krishna has waited for this. Oh, this soul now turns towards me. My picture is actually so absolutely amateurish that I will no longer offend your vision by this picture. This is very important. When a person begins to sincerely lament his fallen state, Krishna sees this lamentation as something which is more valuable than tons of mechanically performed devotional service. He feels, finally, this soul is turning to me. I have waited for him. Wonderful, isn't it? The picture I painted was terrible, but the point is wonderful. I'm sorry, I'm not an artist by any means. I will, from this day on, no longer paint. At such a time, when a devotee laments, he is ready to do the next step. The next step is to pray for strength. I have a beautiful little passage from Srila Prabhupada's morning walk where he says, life is short and is so much disturbed. How is it possible to practice then? Therefore, there is one practice, chanting Hare Krishna and hearing. Not just chanting, but you must also hear. We have tried this. That is very nice. And praying to Krishna, please give me strength.
Please give me strength.
You can do a little better. Please give me strength.
Please give me
strength. Hare.
Hare.
O energy of Krishna.
O energy of Krishna.
O Krishna.
I am fallen.
I have no strength.
I have no strength.
Please accept me.
Please accept me.
I have no qualification.
I have no qualification.
I am frail.
I am frail.
I am trying, but I am failing and falling.
I am trying, but I am failing and falling.
Prabhupada says, all these appeals should be made, and Krishna is all powerful. He can do everything. You may not be able to do enter the world of improved spiritual life, but Krishna can give you the strength. So if you pray for strength while you are chanting, this is very useful. But before this, before you can actually pray for strength, you first have to enter the world of regret and lamentation. Is this clear? If you think everything is all right with me, I got a garland today, I can't be so bad, then how will you ever think that something needs to be done? Do you see the value of lamentation? Because it puts you in a position where you request strength. Steffi? Yes. Good. As you enter this road of lamentation, which brings you into the road of prayer, your perceptions will slowly begin to change and become spiritualized. You will actually begin to see that alone you are powerless and you need the real help. You need help from Krishna. Prabhupada said about the chanting of the Hare Krishna, we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O energy of the Lord, O the Lord, please accept me, please accept me. We have no other prayer. Please accept me. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept me, please accept me. See, Krishna consciousness is a need, more important than the need for food, for sex, for what else? Sleeping and defending. Prabhupada, talked about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is crying for Govinda. He has given up the whole world. He became a sannyasi. Now why is he crying for Govinda? Because that is the real necessity. Govinda virahename. The Govinda necessity. The necessity is Govinda. And he is not alone. There is again life, again Vrindavan, again gopis, again dancing, again eating, again everything. That is real necessity. Now we don't feel this. Well, I have other needs. Govinda needs. This is not for me. I once, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote about this a little bit. He said, I have now realized that due to separation from Govinda, I'm entangled in a network of Maya in this material world, and thus I am suffering material miseries in various ways. But now I no longer relish material life. Now my only thought is, where should I go to find Krishna? Please repeat. Where should I go to find Krishna? While crying like this, tears flow from my eyes like an incessant shower of rain. Now even a moment without Govinda appears to be like 100 yugas. I look in the four directions, but find everything void. In this direction, nothing of interest. In this direction, nothing of interest. Hopefully in the third direction, no, there's also nothing of interest. Maybe in the fourth direction, nothing of interest. I have become very morose. Due to intense separation from Krishna, I cannot decide what to do, and as such it's extremely difficult to remain in this connection. And then he says, O inhabitants of Braj, he looks in the, actually in the transcendental direction, it's called the Turiya direction, where there are transcendental souls who watch us and who wait for us. O inhabitants of Braj, please save my life by showing me the beloved Lord of Sri Radha. These are moods in which a devotee enters. You can also enter these moods by reading the beautiful and suitable songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's, for instance, the Gitavali. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said we should regularly read four books. Sharanagati, that's the song, Gitavali, Gitamala, and Kalyana Kalpataru. These are prayer books, guidebooks into the world of spiritual emotions. And you may sometimes read this before you chant, and in this way awaken your emotions. I will now awaken some emotions in you, hopefully. I will do something which you will not forget. I have to just collect my courage now. It's not easy for me to do this in Mayapur. I remember, and I told this before, that 3 years ago I was almost drowning in the Atlantic Ocean before the Canarian Islands. I had been carried out into an open sea by a swift current, and as I was trying to turn around and go back to the swim back to the beach, it was actually not possible for me. For those who hear the laughter and don't know why, the light is always going out, and I then put a torchlight on me so that the devotees will remain attentive to the lecture. That's why everyone laughs. It looks a little strange. The light is now on again, so we can... And I really felt drowning. I was already pushed under the water. I lost my strength, and the water was in my lungs, and I vomited already, and I fainted in between, and I just knew and I felt this is my death. Then I became very disturbed because I wanted to die in Vrindavan on the sand of Braj and not like a German tourist in the Atlantic Ocean. And I felt this is the end. This is so unromantic and so so bad and really so ordinary, and so I'm so disturbed. Then I prayed to Krishna, please, could you please save my little insignificant life? It is really, I think I deserve a better death. I'm unfortunately still very arrogant, coming from Germany. I didn't say I think I deserve a better. I just felt so frustrated to die like this, you know. And then it's all over ISKCON. The sannyasi should not swim alone in the ocean ruled by the GBC. You know, they should only swim in association of a GBC minister for swimming. I really felt... It was just so horrible, and I was frightened. So then I just turned to the Lord and said, please give me one more chance. I know I'm a very bad devotee, but please. And then, yes, I was given a chance and intelligence how to get out of the situation. And Krishna saved me. That's another story. But I remember after some time, I was really praying to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a similar meditational frame in which we can pray to Krishna while chanting. He's given the shloka, Ayi nanda tanuya kinkarang patitang maam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava para pankaja stita dulisa drisham vichintaya. My dear Lord, I am your kinkara, I am your servant, but I am drowning in the ocean of material life. Please save me and fix me as one of the atoms in your lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada would often sing a song when he was alone, and I heard him a few times. Anadi karama phale podi bhavanavajale. And it's very difficult to sing like Prabhupada, but it says, O Lord, as a result of my karma, I have fallen into the ocean of material existence. I do not find any other means of crossing over this ocean. My body is burning day and night due to the poisonous effects of material enjoyment. As a result, my mind is never peaceful. I would like to now make a meditation with you where we all enter the ocean of material existence. It's very nice, it's very safe, and it is very deep. Please sit up. Oh, Leeladhara Prabhuji, please sit with us. You just come at the beginning of a meditation. Are you ready? Good. We will need this situation. I'm very thankful that it went out at this moment, the light. Please sit erect. And when you are situated very comfortable, you could kindly close your eyes. And like yesterday, become aware of your breath. Inhale deeply and exhale deeply. Remain fully alert and aware with one-pointed attention. As you breathe in, feel your shoulders rise a little. Someone in the back, please close the window. As you breathe out, feel the shoulders sink down a little. Now become aware of weight. Continue to breathe deeply, but focus your awareness on weighting in. You sit as at your chair. The chair holds you. You do not have to worry because two devotees are closing the windows so that the wind will not disturb you. Just concentrate all your attention on your breathing and on your weight. Where do you feel weight the most? Is it in your feet? Is it on your sitting place where you actually touch the chair? Do you use an armchair, and is there some weight? Become aware of weight. And now, fully alert, we will go on a journey. We will go to the ocean. There is a sailing boat. Go into the sailing boat. It is safe. Take the sailing boat, put the sail up, and let the wind bring you out into the ocean. It is safe. Look back to the land. It is becoming smaller. Look in front. The ocean is very wide. Slowly some more wind comes up. Waves come up. The waves are getting higher. It doesn't seem to be so safe any longer. Oh, a storm is coming up. The wind is getting stronger. The boat begins to move up and down. There is a lot of commotion on the boat. It's a small boat. The waves are getting higher. They take the boat up and down and up and down and up and more down. Oops! Water comes over the railing. You run into the cockpit where it's protected. Close the door behind you. And you sit and it goes up. Down. Suddenly the boat capsulizes, the door jumps open, the waves crash in, and the boat begins to sink. You and the boat begin to sink. Water comes in. You begin to struggle to get out of the door. You make it. But again, there is only waves and water, and bang, you get a knock by some wooden article. You feel a pain, and wind comes and water. You cannot fight any longer. Your lungs are full. You are now dying. You are drowning. How does it feel to drown? Your eyes remain closed. We go to a second scene. As you remember back, you look into a long life. Now you're in a bed in a hospital. You look down your body. It is frail, thin, pale. There are tubes in the arterias. You look up. There are people who cry next to you. You hear a voice. Oh, grandfather is dying. It's your own death in the bed of a hospital, totally different than you thought it would be. Oh, you are so weak. You are not very disturbed, but also not very peaceful. Why is everyone looking at you? Oh, water came out of your mouth. You were not drinking. You were not paying attention when someone brought you a little water to drink. Everything before you looks so distant. The people, they look so far away. Yet you know they are so close. And you feel how the life ebbs out of your body. Yes, you will die. Now you remember there is something which you can do, something which can guide you, something which can help you, something which can come to your rescue. It is the mantra which you have chanted. Chant the mantra now in your mind. Don't chant it loud, you are weak. Chant it in your mind. But give it all what you have. Hare Krishna. In your mind chant. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You have heard that Lord Krishna comes to the rescue of those who call upon his holy name even at the hour of death. Give yourself and everything you have in the chanting. And please chant now with me, not loud, very softly, in one voice, the Hare Krishna mantra. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant softly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Concentrate. Think of Krishna. Pray to him. In your mind, pray to him to please accept you. To please accept you. To please accept you. Ram, Ram, Hare. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please keep your eyes closed. Like the sun who comes after a cold night, like a boat with a savior who comes on an ocean to rescue a drowning man, and like a doctor who distributes nectar or amrita to a feverishly dying patient, Lord Krishna comes in his holy name to those who call upon him with feelings. Please become aware of your breathing again. And slowly, when you are ready, open your eyes. We will again hear the beautiful prayer on the Govinda necessity. What a wonderful state I had attained while chanting the holy name of the Lord. The realization that I am an eternal servant of Krishna has become manifest within my heart. I have realized that due to separation from Govinda, I am entangled in a network of Maya in this material world, and thus I am suffering material miseries in various ways. Yes, this is a joyous moment in a devotee's life to understand. And finally, I only need Krishna. He's my real help. He can help me when no one else can help me, not even my relatives or friends. To chant in this mood of separation from Krishna is an example which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to us, and I would like to end this particular class with a story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We will again chant. Is Gaurahari somewhere? He went. He's not yet back, so we will wait a little. Let me summarize what we have heard so far in regards to chanting. We were making today a journey to enter into advanced, more advanced states of chanting. We were starting with the Traktaka meditation, that is a concentration method. Then we were saying that mechanical means for concentration are only good to a certain extent. When we start to feel emotions for something, then we are immediately concentrated. And we gave the example of the young girl who went out in the night and did not even see that there was a yogi, and just walked over the yogi. We were then describing a way how to awaken our emotions, and started with a precursor, a sincere regret of our wastage of time. Don't you sometimes have this when you are in Mayapur and you look back on your ordinary life in the West? How often you are mental, how often you are thinking of things which are really not beneficial, destructive thoughts, and you think, why can't I just be a normal devotee? I think this is something which often happens to a devotee. It's good to lament, and we have given one song which you can find in our songbooks, Amara Jivana Sada Paparate, which is expressing a lamentation. We have also mentioned a second song. Do you remember the name of the second song? Gopinath.
Yes. Then we were going further into prayer, where we actually pray for spiritual strength. There is a beautiful prayer to our spiritual master, which says that alone I do not have the strength to chant the holy name. Please empower me. Devotees who wish to chant better rounds are often running a tape of Srila Prabhupada just softly in the background, just softly. Or they are entering into their mind's eyes in the presence of their spiritual master and chant with him. We were then continuing a little meditation about the real necessity of life. I did a little death meditation. Some of you have actually died being bitten by Brother Sleep. I think you have given the example. We Hare Krishnas are not meditative people. It happens to us very easily. I'm sometimes thinking about this. In my own life, I have become older now. I'm 51 years in this body, and I begin to experience just how nice it is if you can actually meditate and focus your mind and have an inner life. It is so sweet and wonderful, my dear devotees. I'm a beginner. I have not reached any perfection in this, and many of you are much more advanced than me in this, but I would really like to recommend to you, we say Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. It's not forbidden to have an internal life. It's necessary. You will need it if you want to grow in your spiritual life. It's very necessary, and it must be practiced. It's something which doesn't come overnight. So this death meditation comes from a statement which has always encouraged me greatly. Prabhupada has said, intelligent man will always keep death in front of his eyes. Have you heard the statement? It was also practiced in ancient Europe. People would have a skull on their thoughts. Or I have some friends who have a skeleton behind them, plastic skeleton. And I thought they are a little morbid. They were maybe heavy metal addicts. This is style of music. And now they find some favor in this. But they told me, no. It was done in older times. It's called, something memo, ars morendum, to remember that you are only here for a short time and you should use it properly. Chanakya Pandit has also encouraged us and said that an intelligent man will think he can die at any moment and he will use his time properly. So we did a little death meditation. If this is too intense for you, you can go to the verse Ayinanda Tanuya. I'm drowning in the ocean of material life. Please, my Lord, save me. Hare Krishna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the later part of his presence on earth, he was in Puri and he stayed in one very, very small room. The Gambira room. It was almost like a little cell, like a monk's cell. It is so small that he could not spread his legs totally. He was above longer than 2 meters. And this was a very small room, Anuradha. It was, but inside was a very big room, the big room of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hankering. In the evening, he would always meet 2 devotees who would come to him. Who knows the names of these 2 devotees? Yes, Sadashiva? Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, who in their eternal identities are assistants of Srimati Radharani, Lalita and Vishakha. Yes, and they would assist Mahaprabhu to go deep into his mission, that is to find out the love and the deep dimensions of love which Srimati Radharani has for Krishna. So these 2 were almost like helpers in this love expedition, if you so wish. And they would sing appropriate songs, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go into deeper and deeper ecstasies, and then they would leave him. One night Mahaprabhu felt so much the separation of Srimati Radharani, in the same mood as, you know, when Krishna had left Vrindavan for Mathura. Srimati Radharani would cry, "Why, Krishna, did you have to go to Mathura?" And she would enter a divine state, Divyamada. This was also with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was rubbing his soft lotus face against the wall and was saying gong, 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 gong. In the morning, Swarup Damodar returned and saw that the cheek of the Lord was blood smeared. He said, "Lord, why did you have to hurt your soft golden lotus face like this?" And he thought deeply about this and said, he said to the other associates, "We can't let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay alone in the night any longer. He will hurt himself." So they choose one devotee from all the associates who was with the Lord in the night time. His name was Shankara Pandit. Shankara Pandit used to massage the legs of the Lord, and he would comfort the Lord, and he would also lay in such a way that the Lord could rest his legs on his body. Therefore, Shankara became known as Shankara, the pillow of Lord Chaitanya. Who would like to be a pillow of Lord Chaitanya? Would be a wonderful thing, isn't it? Imagine to have the divine lotus feet of the Lord on our chest. How ecstatic this would be, Lila Dara. This would infuse us with really a lot of amrita and nectar. Just imagine this. Baladev Vidya Bhushana. It is difficult to imagine, but it lies just here, so we would be very encouraged in our life. Shankara was supposed to be awake, but he always fell asleep, whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed up all night, and then he would take his own chada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take his chada, softly move up and cover Shankara Pandit with his own chada and continue to pray to Krishna, "Where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj, who has a peacock feather in his top knot, hair knot? Where are you?" And so on. He would be like this. So once, and it is here where we want to start our discussion or our thought, something wonderful happened. I'm now trying to read from this book, which has an indescribably small lettering. Does someone have a stronger reading glass? My problem is I can see in the distance everything, but close I can't see anything. Who has the same situation? Ram Gopal. Let us see if this works. Even Ayurveda has not cured me of this. I hope it works. It means we are all individuals. This worsens the problem. Thank you very much. But I will now pray to Lord Chaitanya to give me vision. Here's the solution. This little thing. Yes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fear that Shankara would wake up, and therefore he could not leave the Gambhira in the night, and also he could not rub his lotus-like face on the wall in separation, because he was afraid that his devotee would feel anguish and pain. So it was on a full moon night, and here we all turn into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Something very noteworthy happened, and I would like to talk about this at the end of our seminar. Please give me your best amount of concentration. Yes? This is very divine what you will hear now. It is very ecstatic. It is really the katha which the heart needs. So it was a full moon night in the month of April when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go with his associates into a garden called the Jagannath Vallabha Garden. This garden is still available in Puri. It is quite well kept, and it's nice to go walk through even. Because of the season, the trees were in full bloom and bumblebees were humming everywhere, and also parrots were seen who talk to their female parrot ladies. There was a mild breeze blowing which had the fragrance of very aromatic flowers. It is said that this breeze acted as the dancing guru for all the leaves, all the creepers, and every other plant, which then began to move according to the movements of the breeze. Those of you who know poesy know that all these are descriptions, nature descriptions are descriptions of rasa, and they indicate nothing else than the word of love. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to Swarup Damodar and requested him to sing a particular song from the Gita Govinda, which starts, Lalita Lavanga Lata Paragayanana Nityakari Bulena Prabhu Nidhyagana Laka. This Lalita Lavanga Lata, it's a particular song, rasa laden song. It is describing how Srimati Radharani is entering the forest of Vrindavan, how there are so many good fragrance of flowers, how the breeze comes from the Malayan hills, it is full with the scent of sandalwood, and it begins to move the forest of Vrindavan. Sap or honey drops from the trees, the birds are talking romantically to each other, and Radharani is there waiting for Krishna in the anguish of separation. All of a sudden she hears from a little distant part of the forest, almost like we hear from Jaipataka Maharaja's roof, a nice calling out of Gauranga and whatever Maharaj calls out in love and devotion. Radharani hears that Krishna plays the flute. Then he hears some voices. She hears the voices of Chandravali and her other sakis. Can you imagine Srimati Radharani's feelings? Her beloved Lord Krishna is just in another part of the forest, but at the same time, he is light years away from her because he is with Srimati Chandravali, not with her. And he will be kept with these gopis of the other side. So Srimati Radharani feels her hankering increasing, and this is a song which Swarup Damodar sang for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine what this song did for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He became extremely restless. Let us continue. As Lord Chaitanya thus wandered around every tree and creeper, he came beneath an Ashoka tree, and suddenly he saw Lord Krishna. Hi-ball! When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Lord Krishna appearing, smiling at him, he ran as fast as the wind towards his Lord to embrace him. But then, as he came closer to Lord Krishna, then all of a sudden, Krishna was gone. Now, I have a question for you. Can Krishna go completely? No, there always remains something, and that's his beautiful fragrance. The Lord Chaitanya, Krishna's Kaviraj writes, having first gotten Krishna and then having lost him again, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground unconscious. But all of a sudden, the beautiful fragrance of Lord Krishna's transcendental body entered through the pathway of his nostrils and awakened his consciousness, and he jumped up and shouted, "Where is my Krishna?" It is described that the scent of Krishna's body was making Lord Chaitanya mad and feelings of separation. And there is a long description about this separation which the Lord began to relish as he was thinking of Lord Krishna. If you wish to read this whole chapter, please turn to Antya Lila, chapter 20. Antya starts with Adi Lila, then comes Madhya Lila, and the last section of three sections is Antya Lila, chapter 20. It's a very beautiful and rasa-laden description which will make you happy and which will show to you that when you become aware of Krishna as being your only necessity, you begin to connect with Krishna. A necessity is something which we become aware with feelings. You know, we say we feel hungry, and we say we feel thirsty, and we say even we feel angry or romantic.
Krishna consciousness means to awaken our feelings which have now been dulled by contact with the material energy. It means to awaken them by turning them to Krishna. And once we can turn our feelings to Lord Krishna, then our life is seeing the dawning of Krishna consciousness. The way to really turn your feelings to Lord Krishna is to enter the rasa with Krishna, which is possible in this world. A rasa which Prabhupada has taught us again and again. Sometimes devotees are interested to hear more about the world of rasa or taste, but you can only feel your rasa when you have come on the very elevated state of Krishna consciousness, where you are beyond anattas, where you are on beyond even steadiness, where you have where you have reached the state of bhava. However, there is one rasa which even a fallen soul can immediately feel, and that's the rasa of being a servant of Lord Krishna. I feel this is the greatness and also the depth of Prabhupada's presentation, because he would always encourage us, even the smallest devotee, to do something for Krishna. And he would say, always, I remember Prabhupada's instruction, do it as good as you can. After all, you are dealing with Krishna. He would say like this. He would not remove Krishna in far away from us, into unreachable distance. He would call him close to us and say, distribute books for Krishna, cook for Krishna. Krishna will never disappoint you. Your friends in this world can disappoint you, but Krishna will never disappoint you. He used to say to us, print books for Krishna and give your best. And always he would make it very clear to us that we would give this directly to Krishna. Because he knew, this is not good to express it like this. He wanted us to relate to Krishna with our feelings and so on. And if you can use the pilgrimage days which you have here in sincerely meditating about what you can give to Krishna when you return to your service stations. Here you are recharging your batteries and your service is mainly hearing and chanting. But when once you return, there is a service field waiting which is suited for you. And please think what you can give to Krishna. And you will see, soon you will feel how your emotions begin to blossom forth, because you all of a sudden become identified with Krishna consciousness. It becomes something very practical and real, very practical and very near to you. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you all very, very much. Please forgive me if in my enthusiasm and also sometimes in my restlessness I have expressed things a little harsh. I'm trying to keep the attention of my audience, and I'm trying also to educate my audience, but sometimes it may not be so well done. And I'm also naturally very excited to be in Mayapur, so on. Please forgive, and please take some things home for you. Don't leave this class like many seminar visitors leave class. Yes, we heard something. Yes, yes. His own realizations. Yes, Sachinandan Swami is a little temperamental. We have heard from our other devotees also. Yes, yes. And he is a little, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if I have not hit the nail for you in my little attempt, my suggestion is that you try to find out how this subject, how you can give life to this subject in your life, how you can awaken your feelings for Krishna, become a happy, satisfied, fulfilled Vaishnava. We have time now for one or two good questions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Damo David. You don't do this with a friend usually. Yes, Damoda has said, you said we should make the mind our friend, but Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati enters into serious combat with the mind and beats him up in the morning and in the evening. This is not very friendly action. Someone has a Bhagavad Gita here? An English Gita? Yes? Would you mind looking up 6.1 and then give this book to me? These two instructions to discipline the mind and to make the friend say actually the same thing in different wordings. When we discipline our mind, we really want it to stop its nonsense so that it can cooperate with us. And when we want to make the mind a friend, then we do the same thing with another road. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind, says Krishna, and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. And then Prabhupada quotes this very nice shloka from the Amrita Bindu Upanishad, a drop of nectar Upanishad. For man, mind is the cause of bondage and mind is the cause of liberation. Mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage and mind detached from the sense objects is the cause of liberation. So here are instructions that one should take the mind and make it the cause of one's liberation, and this means to make the mind the friend. For this you must sometimes discipline the mind. I have often asked, now what did Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur mean when he says we should punish the mind with a broomstick and with shoes? I mean, did he mean we should sit down and visualize a broomstick and then a heavy Brijbasi lady on a holy day? You know, holy, there's a holy, and then they have the one day where they beat on the men, Lila Dara, and on the one is allowed to protect himself a little bit. Have you entered this also? It must be intense, you know. We saw pictures, pang, 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 and I heard when one man gets down and can't take it any longer, there is someone who just saves him and just throws him out of the beating arena. It's intense. So should we do this with the mind, in a visualization or so? And I heard many things like, know what it means is that you bring your mind to a serious sadhana, and on the other side you bring your mind away from the four illicit activities, you know, eating of meat, drinking, and all of that. But the idea is to make the mind one's support.
in either the intense way or the you preach to the mind and you attract the mind. I found out, I mean, not found out, but I still remember this one scene in Braj. There was a cow, there was a little calf, and the farmer tried to bring the calf in one direction, but the calf had a different idea and was just so stubborn, it just would walk in a different direction. The farmer pulled it, but the calf and like, and it looked as if it would cut the head. It was really pulling. And then the farmer just gave up. He went to a cow, this must have been the mother, and brought it near the calf. And then the cow had its udder. And then he took the cow and went one direction. The calf went cluck, 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 cluck. Attraction works sometimes more than pulling and pushing. That is what the calf, the bridge bassi calf, great soul most properly, taught us. And Prabhupada used to also say that preachers should attract people. So the mind, try to attract the mind. And these disciplines are also helpful, but like that. Hare Krishna. Any other question? I saw one hand there. Yes, Mataji. Our Mataji heard that when we do kirtan, the same is true in japa, we shouldn't enjoy the chanting but serve the holy name. We should not try to enjoy Krishna but serve him. You have heard properly. This was a very wise statement. This is a secret of entering into the Naam Rasa, the taste for the holy name, to serve the holy name by chanting it nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I once asked Radhanath Maharaj how he chants it. He was for a long time a pujari, and he told that he thinks every holy name is like a flower which he offers to the deity of the holy name, the Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Pushpanjali, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. The idea is serving and pleasing Krishna. Just imagine or understand, Krishna is a person. He will like if you are there and just chanting lovingly in his praise. But if you are there like the nectar junkie, Hare Krishna. That is very selfish. The japa junkie. Hare Krishna. Please don't repeat this. This is not a good good phrase. I have the feeling that we had a long day with storms and new points and hopefully some good aha moments. Once again, thank you very much. This marks the end of this seminar. But I can promise you, I wish to go so much deeper into the subject, and I have collected a lot of more material. The time was not long enough to enter into it more deeply. If you are more interested in the subject, then now comes a little advertisement. Watch the Sharanagati tape ministry, or what is it, MP3? It gets more modern and modern, and it's already beyond me, but there is some. We have a web page called sharanagati.net. Sadanandi might like to write this on the table, because she is a computer, not an expert, but she knows how to work with this. And there you can find out when this is available. I hoped to present this sometimes in autumn. Up to that time, I will do a little bit more research into Vedic psychology and so on. This is where you can get such information. It's a web page. There are also there are articles and many things are there. You can even go there to this web page by modern technology, and then you see the beautiful deities of Radha Shyam Sundar, and then the curtain opens and says Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham, and then you have darshan of the deities. We want to also go further, that you can somehow go with your mouse and offer a light to the deity. You know, we have a very, very creative web page designer. Hare Krishna. But computer darshans are never as good as the real darshans. This is not what we want to say. Thank you very much. It's almost too good to say goodbye, but I have to say goodbye. One more day. The day after tomorrow is Lord Chaitanya's appearance day. Please spend it wisely. Look deeply what you can do during this time to come closer to Lord Chaitanya. Pray for his mercy. Be there during the Abhishek. It's very important because then the mercy flows. And pray, and your spiritual desires will most probably be fulfilled. Hare Krishna.